More trees for Riverlot. 56th Street Albert students planted hundreds of trees last week to give birds and beasts some privacy in Riverlot 56. Student volunteers from Bellaris Composite and WD Cuts planted some 550 trees and shrubs in Riverlot 56 last June 1 and June 5. The plantings were organized by Bellaris Grade 10 student Cole Van Wyck in partnership with the Riverlot 56 Natural Area Society and with the support of a $2,662 Environmental Initiatives grant from the City of St. Albert. Van Wyck rallied volunteers to plant some 325 trees in the lower part of the Riverlot back in 2021. It was such a phenomenal experience, he said in an interview last week, one which let him appreciate the details of the forest and connected him to it in a new way. As soon as I finished planting last year, I was just like, what's next? Riverlot 56 Society member Dan Stoker said Wyck and his team chose to place this year's trees in the large field in the upper part of the river lot along Poundmaker Road. The society had held off on putting trees here before, as it was drier and less hospitable for trees, but green lit the plantings in light of Van Wyck's funding and enthusiasm. He's on a bit of a mission, Stoker said of Van Wyck, adding that he admired his positivity and confidence. Stoker said this particular field had been used for agriculture for many years and was sometimes crossed by animals. This line of trees would give animals more cover as they moved through the area and accelerate the forest's expansion. It would likely take centuries for the forest to move into this clearing on its own. Van Wyck said volunteers planted spruce, aspen, dogwood, wild rose, and raspberry in six close-spaced patches along the fence line. Providing entertainment was an RCMP helicopter, which was doing takeoffs and maneuvers in and around the river lot for much of Wednesday's plantings. Van Wyck said he hoped to do more plantings in the river lot and looked forward to seeing how these trees turned out in a few decades. Free tune-ups for Clean Air Day. St. Albert cyclists can get free tune-ups this month as they help keep pollution out of the air. June is Bike Month in St. Albert, and June 8 is Clean Air Day. To celebrate both, the City of St. Albert is offering free bike tune-ups behind St. Albert Place on June 8, 10, and 21. A bike is a great alternative to a car, especially when it comes to short trips, said City Environment Manager Megan Myers. Cycling produces zero net carbon emissions, unless you're using an electric bike, and no air pollution. Performing the free tune-ups will be John Uni of Unicycles Bicycle Maintenance. Uni, who bikes to work from St. Albert to Edmonton, said cycling has become much more popular in St. Albert during the pandemic. Unlike the last 2 years, where supply shortages made bikes exceedingly tough to find, most bike shops seem to have plenty of stock this season, with electric bikes offering newcomers an easy way to get into the hobby. Uni said some of the most common problems cyclists may encounter with their bikes involve the brake and transmission cables, both of which can stretch and need adjustment. Riders should keep their bike chains lubricated and tires properly pressurized for the best cycling experience. Uni and his crew will be providing tune-ups behind St. Albert Place from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. on June 8 and 21 and from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on June 10. Visit stalbert.ca/city/environment/programs-events/bike-month for details.